prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
All right, so the away team here at RavenCon, and it's Skinny Geeker and Carol the Cat, and we are here with...
Dimensional Rifts.
All right, so if you could just do us a favor and go around and introduce yourselves to the audience and tell us your role in the band.
Hi, I'm Jenny Hendricks, and I am the lead singer of the band.
And I'm Kat Sinclair, and I'm the backup vocalist.
Okay. Hi, I'm Chuck Parker. I play guitar in the band.
And I'm DJ McGuire, and I'm the bass player.
All right, so how long have you guys been a band?
For exactly 1 year now.
Yep. Where was RavenCon your first gig?
RavenCon is our first con gig that we've had.
So this is your first con gig.
This was our debut as the band, the four of us.
As the four of us.
I was the last addition. The three of them started doing stuff probably last summer.
Yeah, we played a couple of bar gigs this summer with a slightly different lineup, but it's just.
So then the idea
hatched out of RavenCon. Talk at RavenCon last year.
And so have you all been to cons before? Just not a con as a band?
Yes. Okay. We've all.
All right. What's a difference that you experienced as a band that you didn't maybe realize as an attendee? I know nothing to put you on the spot or anything.
No, I would say probably. At least for me, at least just the stuff that goes into the setup and all. Even for a situation we've just got an acoustic guitar, and I've got the electric bass myself, but the stuff going into the microphones and the setup and the amps and everything else. I just figured, hey, I just need an outlet, and they're setting up a mic next to me. They're doing this, that. We've got to make sure this doesn't bleed it over here to them. I just needed a plug. What's going on? So that was probably the biggest eye-opener for me.
I think getting prepared for con, like I always do stuff to get ready for a con weekend. You know, you pack, you plan, you talk to people and get things together. But with us now doing the band, it was a lot more stuff going into it because I had to pack for the band. I had to pack... for myself, and then on top of that, we had to rehearse and we had to make sure we had everything together, set lists, and make sure that we were where we needed to be ahead of time so that if there were any hiccups with the sound miking and everything, that we could fix it. And I was kind of with DJ. I was like, yeah, you just need to plug in the mic and plug in the guitar and plug in the bass and we'll be good to go. And that's not how that happens.
Sometimes that is the way it is.
But yeah. No. Go ahead. So you will be performing at Con Carolinas this year.
Yes.
Will that be your second con gig, or do you have one in between here in Con?
It should be the next one for us.
That'll be the next, and then we've got some after that.
We're also going to be at Atomicon, and we're going to be at ChessyCon, which is up in Baltimore,
Maryland. And AwesomeCon in D.C.
AwesomeCon. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting AwesomeCon.
So what style of music? And we're going to have you, everyone, look at your website and Facebook page and stuff, but what style of music would you describe yourself as?
I would describe it as a nerd rock band because we do delve into several different fandoms. We didn't go like, oh, we're wizard rock or we're Time Lord rock. We just covered kind of all the bases so that we left ourselves open to many fandoms.
Would it be a true rock sound, or what kind of sound would you say you guys have?
It varies a little bit. I mean, with the acoustic guitar, the arrangement is a little limited. We've been rehearsing with electrics a little bit, but I'm a little uncomfortable playing electric guitar without a drummer. That's just me. But yeah, I mean, a lot of it with the acoustic, a lot of it comes in folky, but DJ's a great bass player. He manages to pull a lot together.
There are definitely several songs that sound more rock than others. We do have some that you listen to them and you're like, oh yeah, no, I see what you mean by rock. But then we do have our more kind of like slow ballad or our little country inspirational kind of stuff as well.
And we do actually run the gamut on the genres in terms of Sorry. we do actually try to run the gamut in terms of the geek genres, if you will. We have Doctor Who, we have Firefly, we've got a couple of Sherlock songs in there now.
Harry Potter.
We've got Harry Potter, of course.
You wrote an Expanse song last night.
Yes, I wrote an Expanse song last night, which we won't be doing because we have, well, we may do it by Con Carolinas, but we're not going to do it today because we don't have it practiced yet.
So who writes most of the songs?
Right now we've been kind of spreading it out amongst us. A lot of it's been like I'll write lyrics after one of the guys comes up with a riff, or they'll write a riff to the lyrics that I decide to scratch out, and then we'll try to workshop it. But then more recently, Chuck has shown up with a completed song and just needs vocals, like just needs us to sing it. And same with DJ, he just showed up one day and was like, here, look, it's done. I just need you to sing it, and we need to play it and learn it. Go.
What I will do is I will hear something on the radio and just re-lyricize it and go, oh, look, there we are. Yeah, I mean,
he's our master at parodies.
Yeah, that was what we did. We took Buttercup. And I just rewrote it as the Molly Hooper song.
Well, there you go.
And so what are some of your musical influences? Like your favorite groups?
So, well, apparently we all love Billy Joel.
We all love Billy Joel.
Found that out at the cock party last night.
Which one of you started the fire?
She's actually trying to write that right now. You joke about it, but she's been trying to write it for like 2 months. It's just so involved, and it's taking us so long to do it.
It's a very intensive song. So.
I'm such a nerd. I listen to like a lot of wizard rock bands and stuff, and I'm gonna have to say one of my like big inspirations when this all started and came about was like the Blubbering Humdingers and Mikey Mason. Like that kind of sound was what got me all like, oh, we should do this, we could do this, we should do this.
Incidentally, both the Blubbering Humdingers and Mikey Mason will be at Con Carolina.
They will indeed.
Yes, they will.
Yes. There's gonna be a lot of music.
Yes.
So what about you, DJ? What
oh jeez.
You're a bassist. I'm betting Rush.
Asia.
There was some of that. There was some Rush. Yes, there was some Asia. I'm trying to pull one of those. We talked about Billy Joel a lot. Probably just the stuff I grew up with. The stuff I grew up with in the late 70s and early 80s. I just dated myself. What the heck am I doing?
You'd be amazed at how I've dated myself on this
podcast. As long as you're a good date, that's all that matters.
He's like a fine wine.
All right. As the other old guy in the band, I grew up on 80s hair metal and AM country radio. But then I've fallen into all sorts of other things. A lot of Americana stuff lately and weird, quirky Canadian pop bands like Bare Naked Ladies and all those guys who came out of there in the 90s before they got big. I mean, I had a beer with Bare Naked Ladies in 95 or something at a show in Philly before they hit it big. But
and that beer is still influencing his music today.
Maybe.
Yes.
That is a good beer, man.
Yeah. No, and just in general, all these other folks. I've been doing the con music thing a little longer than these guys, but it's...
Yeah, this is not the only band you've played with on the con circuit.
That's true, yeah.
I guess and the other one would be?
I'm the adjunct bass player for the Blubbering Humdingers, or have been for the last 4 or 5 years.
So if somebody wanted to go and listen to your sound, where would they go on the interwebs?
It's actually not up yet, but I'm getting a Bandcamp site put together.
Chuck is our Bandcamp guy, and he's working on that right now.
Do you have
a
Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page.
Okay, that's interwebs. Okay.
Yes, Dimensional Riffs.
No funny spelling.
No.
No leet speak or anything like that we have to deal with.
All right. Nothing crazy like that. And I mean, we do right now have CDs that we are selling at the con, as well as, I mean, people can, I guess, order, like, hey, we would like a CD, and we can figure something out. Especially if you're in the Richmond area, we can figure something out for those people.
Yeah. Well, and
send us a message, I'll send you the MP3s.
Yeah, we can just send it to you.
until we get the store fired up. So, yeah.
And you can see them at Con Carolinas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I'm so excited.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us for just a few minutes.
Thank you for having us.
And we look forward to seeing you in just a few weeks.
I know. We look forward to being there.
Awesome. All right. It's a great time.
Have so much fun.
Mm-hmm. This is Carol Kett.
And Kitty Kika.
And the away team is away.
Very away.